I have a feeling that the Supercell UI team is actually listening and kind of looking around them, like what the fuck is important in terms of the UA. They're expanding outside of that like brand bullsh IP thing. UA activities.
Yeah, we tend to have a tradition, surprisingly, of multi-billion-dollar company listening to our advice on UA.
This is a no-bullshit gaming show where we talk about games and their revenue in great detail, powered by our ad monetization, game design, and user acquisition triple threat expertise. Welcome to the 2.5 Gamers, the unfiltered truth served with a side of giggles. Let's not forget this is a 4 a.m. conference discussion vibe, so let's not take it too seriously. Tune in now and stay 2.5 steps ahead of the gaming industry.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is another episode of 2.5 Gamers, and we are talking about... What are we talking about? Oh, wow, this is the episode where we bring our own shit. Hey, so, which means, you know, there's only one, yeah, one person is going to be right and interesting, which is Jakub, right? But anyway... Anyway, my name is Matej Lančarič.
And I'm Felix Broberg.
And I'm Jakub Remiar.
Who's always right.
Exactly. He's always right. And we are your hosts. as you can hear, it's going to be all the fun. Because I have like 5 dead jokes, which I didn't say in the last episode. So we'll see. Maybe I will find a way how to make it happen.
I can't wait to explain it to your daughter when she's old enough to understand.
Dude, like, well, she's already having so much fun when we talk. Because the same IQ.
No, that I can believe.
yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, so Felix, what are you talking about?
About the reemergence of GAM. We thought it was dead, but there might be a sign of hope on the horizon.
Do you use that voice all the time?
No.
I hope so. Oh, you should.
Use it for the segment.
Use it for the segment, please. Oh, duh. Okay, whatever. I'm talking about actually something interesting, which is the Brawl Stars absolute, you know, revenue growth and the UA and creative activities. Because since the last time when we talked about it on the dedicated episode, if you remember, I was talking about how, not shitty, but basic is the right word, how basic it's the UA is and the creatives are as well. And it's absolutely the opposite. But yeah, let's not tease it too much. And Jakub is going to talk about how right he is always.
Right? Heavy radar. We didn't do it for a long time. This is the time.
I don't know. I don't keep up that much.
I keep up with everything.
Radar, right.
Even with our numbers that we stopped counting, which is episode 106.
Well, this is number episode. Exactly.
Are we 106?
Yeah,
yes.
106.
Not counting extra episodes.
Yeah, well, I suppose you, if you're keeping up with this, you're definitely keeping up with the Kardashians as well. It was mentioned last time. I wasn't. I didn't even know like who's Kylie Jenner or what's the name. So, fine. Who should go first?
You.
Me? Oh, amazing. Amazing. In that case, I will just ask you a question. Do you know what happened during the global launch of Brawl Stars? Like, how did the game global launched?
It didn't go too well, right?
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It got nearly killed for two years and soft launched.
Okay, that was first thing. But then, like, global launch. I'm not talking about soft launch. I'm talking about global launch. And I know this only thanks to my call today. We're talking with the guys from Waste, which is a creative agency, and they're working with Supercell for a long, long time. And they're making videos and content for them on the socials as well. And they showed me a case study. And I mean, after they showed me the case study, I was like, hey, guys, like, I'm actually talking about Brawl Stars like later during the day before we record the episode. So basically, like you said, yes, they almost killed the game, but right before the global launch happened, they deleted all the social media accounts. They posted this one screenshot, which I hope I can find somewhere. If I don't, then you will find it in the comments on LinkedIn or in our Slack channel. Oh, by the way, that's going to be in our Slack channel, so please join our Slack channel. So they posted one screenshot, and then they said, well, we'll see what happens, basically. And then fans started like being very vocal about, oh my God, don't kill Brawl Stars. And it was quite a hype. And then afterwards, the screenshot was actually a sun shining at the new characters or the characters from the game. And then everybody was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So they brought like a couple of millions pre-registrations to the whole game. It was kind of like fun. So they basically almost killed the game, but didn't say it. It was like a teaser, and then they reinstalled all the social media, and Jakub is just Googling it now.
No. I'm just like, didn't Fortnite use this recently? Like last year or 2 years ago, where like they shut down Fortnite, like Fortnite is dead?
Yeah, but it was like for like a week when the new chapter came out. And
And then the same thing. Yeah.
And you know, when did this happen? Like Brawl Stars launched like 5 years ago. So they kind of borrowed this strategy. It's, pretty good. I loved it. I was like, okay, well, I didn't even know. I know like they brought a lot of creators from the whole world to the office, and they played, right? That's what I remember. So it was like hundreds of creators. But anyway, so that was something that was kind of brilliant and, you know, pretty bold move. But I'm here to talk about the Brawl Stars US strategy and the creatives. It seems because it's, I think... Last time, what was it, Mr. Game Review Radar, like month what? Or 2 months ago?
When did we review it?
About, when we talked about the Brawl Stars.
Brawl Stars last podcast we did was February 2024.
So 2 months ago.
Yep.
Nice. Let me actually share the screen.
So is their growth UA driven or is it organically driven?
Well, this is UA now. Man, this is UA now. It's absolute UA. Oh, where are you? Here. So I can just show this, right? Which is...
Remo, I'm just surprised he didn't have any clickbait before he started this.
What?
Tamati didn't include any clickbait in his segment.
No. I mean, I could start with like Supercell is super dead, but...
Fucking clicked on it.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Like,
I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, welcome. This is marketing lesson number one. No, I mean, it wasn't a lesson, but it was just like I was thinking about what to do, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm feeling adventurous now. Let's try this. I never used it before. It worked. And it definitely worked. Oh, but anyway, let's go back to actually the interesting part, which is, I mean, we covered the revenue growth, and I think when we were talking about here, it was very close. Which close meaning, you know, I can actually zoom this. Yay, let's zoom. The Clash of Clans was still number one game in terms of the revenues for Supercell. But then, oi. Brawl Stars is number one with 58 million revenue in March, which in real numbers can be what, like 60, 70? Ah, not 60, 70, 80.
See? But definitely off-platform payments are happening on top of it.
I would say, look, so if there's like 2.5 a day, it can be easily 4 or 5. So whatever. But this is already
It's the biggest game on Supercell portfolio. That's the important message.
That's the important message, yes. And the important message is last year in April, it was Supercell was making 62 million. This year in April, it's already 100, but if we count only March, it was already doubled. And that growth happened in last quarter, basically.
Yeah. No new and games, by the way. No new games.
No that's new games.
Other important message.
Other important message. But Squadbusters kind of got it into...
Soft
launch, and now they released the one funny video, which said, I can play it afterwards. Oh, you know. We will play it tomorrow on our live episode of Ask Me Anything. And then this is going to go live tomorrow. So today, April 2023, 5 p.m. CET. Just come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. No. Okay. So I was talking about Brawl Stars and how they really grew like crazy, and I love it. So we don't. We are not gonna go over all of these like product changes because there were a lot. There was also a GDC talk from Frank. I was talking about all the fun.
And we mentioned a separate video on that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have all the fun stuff there. So. I have a feeling that the Supercell UA team is actually listening and kind of looking around them, like what the fuck is important in terms of the UA. They're expanding outside of that like brand bullsh IP thing. UA activities.
Yeah, we tend to have a tradition, surprisingly, of multi-billion-dollar company listening to our advice on UA.
On UA, yeah. It's what can we do? So yeah, we touched this quickly. And oh my god, what the change? Like, I can't say like this is organics driven only, and I'm not sure like this is gonna ever be organics driven only. Game. The question is then, like, how can all of these be applicable to like all the other Supercell games, and if it can be? But I mean, that's just like a question mark afterwards. I'm not sure. Maybe you can answer this, Jakub. But
keep in mind, the game is already this year. It will be in July, if I see this right from the announcement. It will be 7 years old.
Yeah.
So the community is quite big on this.
It is, and it's
and
like
it was quite re-engaged because of the last thing, I would say.
Yeah, but this is just only US and new downloads since last year, and then look, it's just like it went from 7K to 40, and this is only US. But I wanted to show you something else. I'm going to just share this, which is the actual creatives. Because that's really, 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 really important. So we have all of this. I just posted in on my article, so I will just play it from here because it's easier.
Mute the sound. Mute it. Don't even.
Yeah. No, it's like, but it's like, it's, whatever. So we have all the, you know, story-driven creatives, hooks, gameplay cuts, long videos. We even have playables, and I'm going to also show you playables afterwards. But
no, you know, standard UA concepts that we've seen with other games?
What does it mean, standard concepts?
Like towers, fake gameplay, gameplay, freezing families, blah, blah, blah.
No, freezing families doesn't have, like, have anything to do with this. They could be using it, obviously, but no. Nothing fake. Right, the only fake kind of thing is, you know, you see, like the CGI, which is not fake.
Yeah, nothing's fake.
So we have this story driven, which is already like 1 minute long. We have also, another 1 minute long
prison
video,
prison driven,
but again,
narrative. Yeah,
it's narrative, and it's the only thing which is kind of. Interesting is the still Supercell logo in the first 3 seconds, but I mean, if you're a Supercell, you can.
And exactly, this is running in the creatives.
This is from this is from UA channels, man.
Okay.
I will.
So
I will share.
Like a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, basically. Yeah, it's basically a cartoon, but it's still like it's everything you need there. It's action, story, it's the characters from the game. It's not fake.
Hmm.
But it's, you know, it's not on the gameplay, but we have also, we have the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have like a little bit of the sound. But it is still, this is gameplay, right? So this is fine.
This looks a little bit like the Survivor
Altered?
IO concept.
And, I mean, because of the bat? Look, come on. Like.
No, because of like stuff moving around it.
Oh man! Oh my God! No, Jesus! I mean, that's if I close
stretch of imagination.
That's very basic.
If you close your third eye,
if I close or both my eyes, then maybe this is a Survivor concept. Jesus fucking Christ! Man, you were just demoted to like fifth best UA person of the on the podcast.
You just don't believe the conspiracy, that's it.
Yeah. Jeez, just fucking hell. Oh my god! And this is also quite quite interesting. Get ready.
Real world actors.
Yeah.
Real world employees of Supercell, not real world actors.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you think it's real employees?
Like, yeah. Look, I will tell you.
That's the community manager girl.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Is it? And that's hilarious. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, these three people are in the Squadbusters video as well. Jakub now getting an extra points. Very, very nice.
Back to the song.
Moving up
back
to fourth.
you just moved to fourth. Yeah, I just moved to fourth. So don't get,
too. Is that the community manager as well?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so that's that. And we have also some, definitely nice music, obviously. But yeah, it's just gameplay. It's just okay. You can move here, and then again, 1 minute long, Supercell, and just prison as well, I guess.
And this was not present there when we reviewed the game 2 months ago?
No, this wasn't there. No.
So they changed their UA strategy,
it's
actually.
Quite recent. Yes, that's, yeah, that's the main. That's why, that's why I said they're actually listening, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because they changed quite a lot of things. Because when I go kind of here and... because there's all like other creatives. When we were kind of doing this, it was only kind of YouTube, I think. Yeah, I think it was only YouTube.
Few tube.
It's only few tube. Only few videos on YouTube. Now we have this as well. Sorry. Which is
what?
What the fuck? Man, I love this.
It was supposed to be merch or what?
No, it was supposed to be a hook, I guess, but it's quite funny.
Okay, anyway. But this is quite getting the standardized direction, at least.
Exactly. It's getting... Yeah.
Supercell may be using some kind of standardized UA tricks there.
Well, it's hooks, and it's not only about YouTube, FewTube, but see, you have Unity, TikTok, and you have also Uplovin, and you have also Facebook, right? So, so we can actually go into the playables.
So and if Uplovin, I understand, maybe. That means that Supercell is pretty much trying now the conventional UA strategy on top of their influencer strategy without the unethical shit.
Exactly. Because the unethical shit is, it's not there. Very much for them.
It's like counterproductive to their brand, of course.
Exactly. But then, like, this is the thing, like, what I mentioned. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. I don't know how.
It's a playable. You can mute it. Yep. Goodbye.
You can't. Yeah, you can't mute it. So that's
But
the
you
thing.
Can mute your browser.
I can, yeah, I can mute my browser. I can just, do this and then just go and then to reshare it again so you don't get deaf. Okay, here you go. Just for you and everybody. So.
There we go. So, what's happening here? Like some.
Oh, but this is quite fake.
Oh, so they even have fake stuff.
I don't hear you now, so I mean,
okay.
This is quite weird playable. this is the same thing, okay. But at least they have playables. Okay, interesting. So yeah, the main kind of message was that they are actually expanding to different channels outside of YouTube, and they are doing quite a lot of things in SDK networks, which is like Unity, Uplovin, and Aerosons wasn't even there when we talked about it. And not even, Twitter, whatever. That's,
that can't be a lot of spend, though.
Yeah, no, it's like based on this, it's like something here and there. It's also quite, there was a hook. It's a gameplay video. It's quite action-packed. But the music is nice.
Look, if playables are already using fake altered gameplay. We're just a step away from having the fake or altered gameplay in the normal creatives.
No. That's going to happen. I'm only thinking that playable was made by maybe AppLovin and not their internal team, which is more like a playable end card rather than a proper playable, because this playable, this is not even a playable.
Hmm.
It's like it's only an end card just to get better spend and like more traffic.
Okay.
So it's like definitely.
You know, my guess is we'll get there. Why not?
Because you just said it. It's like it's brand and it's Supercell, so it's like.
But
until this point, they were not even.
Altered gameplay is not really in the realm of unethical stuff. It's just.
No, of course. No. That's fine. That's true. I mean, altered gameplay is just like creating a scene out
with
of your
assets.
Yeah, which is fine. It's fine.
Question about it. Like, so you make a lot of creatives, right?
Yeah.
Let's say, like, out of all the creatives you made for video last year, how many of those were altered gameplay? Percentage?
Well, like 60%.
Okay.
How many?
60%. It's like the most common strategy. Like, it's the most common strategy these days.
No, definitely, yes. And the narrative-driven and kind of like 3D CGI, which is...
But my guess is the strategy really heavily differs on the genre, like we see with our 4X friends.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. But like 60% could be just the altered gameplay, and then I'm heavily relying on the hyper-casual mechanics and borrowing these type of games and mechanics to different game genres.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, big kudos to Supercell and Brawl Stars and their UA team and creative team as well.
Good luck. Also have it later in my segment.
Kudos. But let's first talk about ads before
we
do your segment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because it's been exactly 120 days since basically Google turned the whole AdMon. AdMon world upside down by announcing that they're going to be prohibiting and outlawing the practice of refreshing placements on AdMob and GAM, while at the same time also rolling out bidding for all partners that are not on AdMob. So this was a big thing because essentially Google called it fraudulent activity when gaming companies were doing this thing when they were refreshing placements. Gaming companies was calling it Christmas. I've heard some anecdotes now that some companies were building out scripts to do this. One company even went so far to hire a team in the Philippines that was just doing this once or twice a day. So essentially, it was fraud. If you ask Google, it's fraud on a very large scale. And then, you know, gaming companies would say it was a, you know, acceptable way of doing business to increase your revenue. Because essentially what happened was when you refresh these placements, the algorithm that taught how to work these algorithms on the monetization side goes wild for a day and a half, which increased the revenue completely. So what happened was when Google rolled out everything to bidding, which they're slowly doing now, they basically pulled all their demand from Google Ad Manager and Google Ad Manager network partners called MCM partners. They started pulling the Google demand from these sources. And if you looked into majority of the clients I was working with at the time, Google Ad Manager partners were usually the second or third largest demand source for all of these partners that I was working with. So that was kind of the norm when you looked into ad stacks. Now, 100 days after, so like maybe a month or two ago, I would say maybe GAM wouldn't even make it to the top 10. In terms of size. So basically, Google's been starting to downsize the amount of demand they're getting for these networks. So basically, all these networks on GAM, they got completely screwed over by Google because essentially they built up their whole ecosystem of revenue driving. So they basically charged a margin, usually somewhere I have no idea, but let's assume it was 10 or 15% to basically show these impressions that came from Google. And, you know, they spent a good 4 to 6 years of their lives building up a business based on this platform, right? And then Google took it away. But the way Google took it away is essentially they take it away not overnight, but gradually. So Google Ad Manager MCM partners is still really good demand for banner demand, really strong, but not for video inventory. So what that basically signaled to these networks who were probably earning millions by just running arbitrage for basically moving Google demand around in the Mogul ecosystem. So that essentially was a starting gun for these companies that they essentially need to adapt or die. So 120 days ago, Google pretty much scorched earth this like partner ecosystem. And
by the way,
now,
where's your voice from the beginning?
No.
There's your voice, please.
120 days later,
voice. Voice.
Trail.
These companies, essentially, they have, like, majority of the demand came from Google, right? Like 80 to 90%. But majority of these companies now have been starting to develop their own strategies on how to cope and basically starting to find new demand sources. And I'm starting to see a lot of green shoots developing. And these companies are now, 120 days later, because it takes time to roll out products, are now all coming up kind of with their unique strategies on how to come out with demand and basically stay relevant in this space. And it's kind of interesting because some companies in the GAM space are trying to go after the holy grail of ad monetization, which has always been to get direct brand campaigns involved into your inventory. Because essentially the issue is that a large pool of branding demand is locked away inside of these large agencies that are in New York, London, Paris. And kind of the saying in the industry is that you need an army of salespeople to unlock like a 50K campaign for Mercedes-Benz that's like specialized in viewability. That's kind of what they usually give as a target for like for branding.
Money.
Do you hear that sound?
Which one?
I don't know, I feel like I heard the sound.
That was my wife's cooking something.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it's like a content police saying, Felix, please.
It's Google. Yeah. Anyway, so some of these networks have actually started working on building out these direct sales, and it's actually starting to, in some instances, actually show quite good early signs of results. And other of these GAM companies have been going kind of the direct programmatic route. But essentially, I used to think these companies were all toast, but in the last 2 weeks,
they're not.
But I'm starting to think there actually might be a good thing for the ecosystem. But they still exist in this kind of shadowy zone of where Google can basically take them all out because it's Google's SDK they're using. So it's like, if Google screwed you over once, would you trust them again to stay with them? But anyway, I'll have some more like concrete information I can actually share on what some of these networks are doing because they asked me not to share it yet. But
so what's the TLDR?
Some of these GAM networks will be around and will be irrelevant.
Yeah, your wife cooked something.
I guess so.
So the food is ready. Thank you very much for listening. So GAM are not, those companies are not dead.
No,
so
but it's like, I'm hoping that some of them will solve this holy grail, because the issue is that when you're working with a big publisher, even if you're on like the top 10 or top 20, like list of max in terms of publisher size, it's still not worth your time to make a deck and start going to agencies to start pitching for direct campaigns, because it takes too much time and it's like not sure you're always going to get a result. Because usually this is done like inter-agency sales is, I've heard it described to me by someone I trust, and he says pretty much you need to do steaks and strippers, whatever that means, to get these sales budgets. And if these companies can act as the intermediaries that are willing to actually go that extra mile and do the selling, that's actually a really big value proposition in our industry and something that no company has solved right now. So yeah, it's an untapped resource that could be solved by these. So what they have is essentially access to a large pool of supply from a large group of like supply, and they could in theory sell this quite effectively if they had the right sales resources. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
Question marks all over.
No. We do a little bit, I guess. No. Because the kind of like the whole GAM scheme was for me quite non-existent a year ago. So,
it was existent until December 20th. That's when it ended on that day. December 24th, the 20th. 19.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it was
2023,
was,
a day that will live in infamy
for me for me. It was non-existent for me. So I was like, okay, well, there's GAM. I have no fucking idea what this is all about. Then you start talking about, oh, yeah, you're reselling things, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, well, whatever. But apparently these companies are quite big.
They're massive, man.
Yeah, they're quite big. And now they're kind of doing the cardinal recently, I think.
Okay, let me get this straight. In my, I didn't know about GAM 2 months ago. So these
what?
Guys were super...
I forgot.
So these guys were supposed to be dead now and punished, blah, blah, blah. Remember that
They're
thing?
Not.
But they're not. And nobody knows what's going to happen. Anything
Let me explain
else?
Explain it to you as a gamer.
Zombies.
Okay.
Oh, let's put all of them in the creatives.
You can create the zone, right.
GAM zombies. Okay.
Whatever. I'll update
yeah,
it
too much.
It's a bit more like tangible, but yeah, interesting thought. But you go on, Remo.
Okay. Yeah.
I have one question.
Yeah. That joke.
I only one question. What do you call a burger that merged with the laptop? A Big Mac.
I told you it will be a dead joke.
I mean, I had this prepared for the previous episode because I've kind of researched all the merge dead jokes. I spend more. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. And I tried to save your eyes now, Felix.
back to the interesting stuff.
Okay,
so
let's go.
For those that don't know, we do these segments once in a time, like every 3 months. One is called Soft Launch Sonar. We did that like 2 weeks ago. And the other one is called Review Radar, which is a direct kind of a consequence of our podcast, where we look at 10 last games we reviewed and how
direct
they're kind
of
doing.
Consequence of podcast.
It is, because no other way to get the list.
Yeah, direct consequences are also the game we cover, and then people start copying them.
That's more direct consequences.
Yeah, it's very
those
more
are more dire consequences than direct.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so let's get to it. December 2023, episode 89, Block Jam 3D.
It's still doing quite
stable,
well.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's doing quite well.
Let me get the game rolling. Yeah.
I can see small Alvaro Duarte just jumping on those spikes. It's like, hey, guys, we're going to go. Yeah, it's doing well.
Yeah. So
Jakub, move the fucking... There, yes. Thank you.
There. Okay, great.
Yes.
So for those who don't remember, Block Jam 3D is a hybrid casual game, which is a puzzler where you have these kind of, blocky characters that you need to put somewhere, and then you need to get rid of them by having three of the same kind on the thing.
And you're still on level 32? Jesus fucking
God. Yeah, I'm still on level 32, and then I failed. Yeah. So we look at it in December, and by December it kind of plateaued, and it seems it's still plateaued regarding IP revenue, regarding downloads, still also kind of plateaued there. As I will be looking or going through these games, I will read the revenue and downloads for March, which is basically last month. So 750k downloads, 2.25 million IP revenue. So I would say pretty good regarding the revenue, especially, it seems like very stable.
Yeah.
And this, because of the downloads are kind of spiky, this seems to be kind of telling me that this is a casual game pattern, or it's starting to form as a casual game pattern, which means the IP revenue is very stable, even though the downloads are not, because people here have like very high retention and very long payback periods.
Yeah.
So that's there. Continuing. Clash Mini with
who's that?
Cyber Felix.
Man, handsome man.
Handsome man in the middle.
Yeah, I would gladly show the game, but I can't because it's dead.
It's dead, yeah.
As said, super dead. So
super
we covered him on episode 90, December 2023. And as is the custom with Supercell games, that you cover immediately in soft launch because you never know where they're going to make it to global launch.
Yeah, that's very
true. It didn't happen for the last 6 years.
Look how sad Machi is looking without the dad jokes. He looks so sad.
Yeah,
exactly. He's so happy.
Even the glasses, it's the old Katarina's room.
Yeah. So this game discontinued development, and I think there was the announcement that this could be translated as some kind of a mode in a Clash Royale, if I understand correctly in the announcement. And we already see like an iteration of this on our soft launch sonar from yes. My Games, if I get it right. Yeah. So my guess is the classical thing is going to happen, whereas even though this is not like up to super standard, blah, 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 other companies are going to pick up the concept. Yeah. Now the field is kind of empty and probably try to iterate on it and make it happen anyway. So that's there. Continuing forward, do the magic wizard Ooh. Versus slime.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, that was a very, very good one. And I think
it still is.
Yeah, it still is. And I think we talk multiple teams into actually making this game.
Yep.
I know of two. How many of you guys know?
I know two. Yeah.
So
well.
Last time, oh, let Ooh, me get this
brings me
here.
To the fact that it's actually Monday, so I need to update the game that is very close to this one.
So we covered it pretty much the last game in December 2023, episode 91. For March 2024, it did 2 million download, 2 million IP revenue and 350k downloads. If you look at the trend from the December that we covered it, it seems still pretty stable. Game still making something like 90k a day on IP revenue. Download wise, it's also, I would say, even though it fall off, it still seems kind of very good for.
Yeah,
like
there was a new update somewhere like March. I think you have the dot there.
Yeah. So it's there. It's still, you see how many icons are there. I guess that's what's happening here. It's still very, very core-ish. That's what we said last time. That kind
it's
of
absolute core.
Yeah. Like it's a South Korean game. So like features are very.
It's not South Korean games. Chinese game.
Spartan.
Chinese.
Yeah, they're Chinese from China.
Always saw you South Korean.
No, they're from China.
Okay. So correction there. And but yeah, the prediction we have is that multiple teams will try to westernize this concept as similar as it's happened with Rush Royale.
It's already happening.
And it's already happening. And I think I saw a game on WeChat already doing that already. So
by the way, WeChat is, you know, it's not very Western.
Yeah, I know it's
very
Western, but like my guess they'll get here anyway. Yeah, let's continue. So, forward, Tower War, Tactical Conquest.
Well.
We did this as the first game of January 2024. So, we covered it somewhere here, and it's still going up with something
it's going
like
up recently.
Nearly 40k a day IP revenue. Download bytes is also going pretty well. So,
it's
you see a U-turn here.
Yeah,
like
quite a lot. Yeah,
nearly
nice.
200k downloads a day. Oh my god, that's pretty big. Looking at the game, if you don't remember, it was that usual kind of a node-based gameplay that we see iterated from Mushroom Wars with Empire.
Wait. On the earnings, before you go on, just do you guys remember what I said about the game on IAP revenue versus ad revenue on this?
The percentages?
Yeah.
No.
72% ad revenue driven.
Yeah. Okay. I thought like 60 or 70. So very cool.
Yeah. So the game looks still pretty good. It's that
you
typical.
You still have the banner in the. Jesus
that was
Christ.
The same level you're on when we did the review.
Man, do you know how many games I play in between? I just like. That's
well,
it.
Not this one.
Not this one. I'm playing AFK Journey still.
Apparently not this one. Yeah. Well, laughing at you with the ball of food. Yeah.
No,
he's watching
a TV
you.
Anchor.
He's watching you. Ho, you know, like,
yeah.
So much fun they have. Like, oh, he's still at 74 and now he's losing. Oh my God.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that this game still seems to be going very, very good. And I guess we'll have a Sega Games person later down the line on the podcast.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
So we'll see. Continuing forward, Pocket Champs. Exactly.
Doing quite well too.
Pocket Champs we covered again in last game of January 2024.
And since then it's doing well, even
yeah,
better.
Yeah, since then it's doing well. Maybe they listen
You're
what
welcome,
we said
guys.
About the game.
Welcome, guys. Yeah. Anytime.
So it's already crossed something like what? 130k a day?
Yeah, maybe if you zoom it out a little bit more, then we will see jack shit still.
yeah, it's unfortunate that the thing kind of gets there. But yeah, 130, 150K.
130, yeah.
Plus another 32 on ads. 30%.
Yeah, downloads-wise is, again, very, very stable. Literally very, very stable. 65K a day.
It's, yeah, I see quite like new ads. I started seen new ads like recently.
Yeah, so I guess the game is doing pretty well. If you look at the actual game, there seems to be the usual kind of a
new season,
new content, ooh, new season, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So I guess, yeah, seems to be doing everything right. Nothing really that I can say bad about this one. It has, remember, it has a very unique core gameplay where it's autoplay, kind of a race. Or
it still is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just still a lot of fun.
You can autoplay to another game.
Yeah. Yeah, but system-wise, it's very interesting. We covered it extensively. So I really like this game.
The message is that they are doing even better than when we covered it. Okay. Nice.
So continuing, nice. Okay.
Where are you putting all the windows?
Monitor.
You have two monitors, okay.
I know. Most those Mac people don't have that.
It's coming.
So Brawl Stars.
Ooh. I heard they're doing quite well on the UA and the creative side.
Exactly. So for those that don't remember, we covered it February, as we said, in episode 96.
We covered it 20 minutes ago.
Ooh. Yeah. March they did 58 million IP revenue for downloads 11 something. And you see the curve here just goes up and up and up and up compared
it's
to like
amazing.
All the other years.
We talked enough about Brawl already, man.
Yeah. It's just that. Yeah. It's really good. Regarding the game, it's the usual kind of content treadmill. Nothing kind of very radical new to it. So I won't cover it that much here.
Yeah, we talked it to death already.
Yeah, continuing forward.
Warriors.
Yeah, We Are Warriors. Another favorite game, which is unfortunately in a little bit of decline because we talked about it on February 2024. And it seems it went down to something like...
That means nothing. IAP 50K. Means nothing. Go by active users because that's how you have to judge it, because 85% ad-driven, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Active users, here we go. Oh, it's still stable.
Fine. It's doing
fine.
It's
pretty much,
it's doing fine.
IP revenue declined, but definitely the overall revenue is doing very fine.
Dude, Mirror Warriors is doing fine. Fuck a reception.
Yeah.
So that's there. Continuing.
And you still didn't, you know what it didn't do?
What?
Update the fucking game.
Because
yes, I
did. I have the 1.5 times thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I did.
I'm sorry, Jakub. I apologize.
Sorry? What?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mob Control. We covered it on a special Voodoo episode. So even though we covered it also in another separate episode, just like, let me just kind of use it here. So this was last game from February. And from that point on, they still went a little bit higher.
Oh my god, this is incredible.
Yeah, but still like 80K a day IP
wise.
Show me
active users, because this was fitty.
Yeah, I would say very good active users wise.
Yeah.
That's a U-turn, so nearly 2 million. So I would say pretty solid.
Oof.
That's the usual screen when you get into this game. Like, you were attacked, you were looted, you're on fire, you're burning. The PvP
it wasn't
thing.
There, was it there?
What, this thing? It was always there.
Yeah.
You just didn't play it. Yeah, all
maybe
the time.
Maybe I didn't play it enough.
Yeah. But I was curious if I didn't miss anything, because I know Alvar was mentioning some kind of new user interface. I guess it's not there yet.
No, it's there, but you need to play the game. Because he said also the game is a little bit different when you progress in the later stage of the game.
Okay.
The same thing with Collect Them All and Blowjam 3D as well.
So I guess I need to play it even more.
But
outstanding move that the game is still holding super strong.
Outstanding move.
And now comes the interesting parts.
Mr. Tangle?
Top Heroes First was the first of our 4X mystery, which we covered in March somewhere here, and it's still making something like
it's still 200k
a day, very stable still. Download wise, it's a little bit consolidating, but it's normal. This is the thing that you get always when you get back to a Forex game and you haven't played for some time. Like, we killed you, you were killed, you whatever, squished, blah, blah, blah. So if the game loads now and I actually get to it, my guess is my fortress or whatever station will be at the edges of the map. Yeah, okay, territory lost, attack, blah, 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 blah. Let's check. Yeah, we're burning, of course, it's normal for these games. And you're, yeah, you see, I'm bottom of the map somewhere here, like cannon fodder station now. Like all the,
yeah,
like,
but it's like, yeah, that, there's that nothing people. You can do.
Yeah.
Can you actually, like, come back and then just, you know, fight again?
You can, you can. See, like, this is still kind of a just, like, pay. Alliances.
Well, which never happened.
No, you don't need to pay. Like, you can still get back to it. It's just kind of, you were pushed back from the progress because, I guess, like, a lot of my soldiers were dead and stuff like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The building still survived, so it's just that, like, soldiers are dead, so.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Yeah, but let's say this is doing okay-ish. It's not amazing, but it's okay-ish. Didn't do like a shark.
Wait. You need to add 3% of ad revenue to that, man.
Well, not 3% ad revenue, but the off-platform payments, especially for these guys.
Off-platform payments. By the way, because which brings me to the interesting discovery I did in the meantime, that Lilith has their own off-platform payments platform called Pluto Mall.
That's what we discussed last time, no?
We didn't, or did we?
Did we? Yeah, we did, but we
talk
said
way
we never
too
heard.
Much. It's hard to remember.
No, we didn't. Said, we just said no. Like they have like a nice integration with Webshop, but I didn't know that their Webshop is their own.
Yeah, that's what we said. Like we didn't hear about this Webshop at all. So.
Yeah, and now then I discovered that it's just for them and only for their games. Nice. So more margin for them. Yeah, continuing here. Just for clearance, Top Heroes did last month 8 million something IP, 1 million downloads. Then we have Twisted Tangle,
yes,
which we covered episode 100, which did last month 2 million downloads and 3 million in revenue, which still goes very strong, something about like 100k a day IP only.
Yeah,
that's on top of it. Download wise, there was this kind of a big spike,
but that spike was India.
Yeah, it's India.
Fucking hell. Yes.
Okay, so then we don't really need to consider it that big of a spike.
Lies.
Okay. But still, the game
30%
makes
out of revenue.
Yeah. So
30%. Yeah, nice.
This is still going super strong. I think I saw a few other games in the Rolex portfolio kind of.
Yes, they
off.
See the way. Buzz Jam is doing quite well.
Yeah.
All of these like similar games, which are definitely gonna go up in the near future.
Yeah, I think I have it here. I don't think so, or do I?
Tango. Please don't bring it up because I would need to say
what you beat me on a level size.
Yes. Yes.
I think I was like 105 the last time I played it or something.
106.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's like it's sometimes great to kind of return to these games to just see what was changed. And Tangle Treasure, this is new. Ah, Step Off First, of course. That's great.
Hey.
I didn't have that before. But you
nice.
Like yeah, guys, like free stuff should go first, only then like one paid stuff.
Why?
Because you click on it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm
okay,
107.
So more monetization in it. It's good. They're optimizing. And continuing to the last one, which is Last War.
Oh,
which is
last
the
one, Last War. Fuck, you just prepared for this whole week. I'm pretty sure. Like, you
no,
like,
I didn't
oh
prepare
God,
at
yes.
all. I can do dead jokes without preparation.
You can't. And you are a PhD, yes, in whatever, but you are not PhD in being fun.
The jokes. Yeah, so Last War, the big Forex, that is the story of this year, which is the continuation of Riverside GameStop War, is still scaling up. And it's already nearly breached the 3 million a day barrier, but you can
and
see
like
the curve
this is
here.
Without the sadness multiplier, it's definitely above 3 million a day. It's like 5, at least 5.
I don't
like,
know.
No question.
The important thing is that downloads are still going pretty crazy, like more than 200k a day. for a 4X yeah. game.
Yeah.
So these guys are already past 220 million on like the revenue that we see here.
Yeah,
so,
it was like for like 6 months,
yeah,
5 months.
It's really crazy. Just last month, they did 71 mil revenue and 6.4 million downloads. So
it's perfect. It's more than what, like Whiteout Survival, no?
I think so. Like
you put Whiteout Survival next to that? Actually?
Yeah, that's what I was like. You know, yeah, you can actually play around with the Sensor Tower because you know, you're recording and you know, you can whatever.
You can play around it, of course.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. So downloads wise,
2x.
Yeah, it's
2x more.
2x and revenue wise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1.5.
Revenue wise is.
Yeah, 1.5 more.
3 million against 2 million.
Yeah.
This battle's going to be epic, huh? Because they
already,
know
I mean,
doing,
haven't already said, like, this is their year. Like, Blast War is going to be definitely on the top this year.
Yeah. So. Usual thing that happens again when you log the game and you were not there, you get kicked somewhere, and at least I'm not burning, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, the usual thing, the sea of notifications, that's what's gonna happen, and millions of new offers and passes and whatever, but like, yeah, this game is still kind of killing it. We'll see. My guess is that where do we think that it's gonna peak? The last four one on which kind of a number?
Six on Sunset
six
Tower
per day.
Yeah.
Six million per day. So double the size as it is now.
I think it's very close to peak. It's in Sunset Tower, I think like they won't do more than 3.5. Or four is the max on Sunset Tower. I'm pretty sure.
Sunset Tower starts to go haywire because too big of a revenue.
I think 3.5, let's say 3.5 maximum.
But you see the trendy, like I thought they would be like by start of April, like they would be downscaling, but they're still not. So
why would you think they would be downscaling?
Because like, you know, profitability and stuff and like whatever.
That was a very big argument. Let's try again.
I don't buy it.
Why do you think in April they won't scale? I mean, it's like what, like too long from the actual global launch or what?
No, like I'm not saying they won't scale, like of course, but I mean like still going up.
Yeah, but why would you think like they would go down?
I don't know, like durability or like how do you call the thing, like just kind of a going too high.
Golden cohort. Golden cohort. It's like golden cohort was out of the pace or the question like in the first 2 months maximum. Like this is a like very niche game. Well, not very niche, but like it's limited, as Felix mentioned. Also,
yeah,
like
very niche.
Time,
if it sets the hyper casual core.
Yes, but the time of 4X is not exactly.
But this has
casual.
A hyper casual core. This is the whole point of this game.
Oh no, fucking way! I know. That's why it's still going up.
Still going 200k downloads a day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, let's
but
see.
I don't think like it's gonna go more than like what, like 300 or 400. It's just like it has also the cap of like some potential reach.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is gonna do what, like 1 billion this year?
Yeah, most probably yes.
Yeah, okay.
Easily.
We'll see. Yeah. I think that's it. That's it for the radar. We'll see what happens afterwards, but yeah, pretty interesting one this time. Maybe
very interesting.
Yeah, we need to cover the next Supercell game that's going to be soft launch tomorrow, so we can put it on the radar next time and see if it survived.
Yeah,
but first we're going to plug our AMA that we're doing.
Yeah,
tomorrow when you're listening to this, we're doing it tonight.
Yeah. So I really want to go live with this either early morning on Tuesday or maybe even now after we finish recording. So everybody can join us. Last time it was like 40, 50 people there live. So we actually are going to answer all the questions you have.
Yeah, and you can join
even
both,
some
both.
You don't.
And even some, yeah, and some you don't.
You can join either LinkedIn or YouTube. It's going to be live there.
Really? You are going to set it up on LinkedIn? Fucking...
No, you're going to
colleague. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. No, I have a surprise for you.
What? That,
yeah,
that
we'll
joke?
See. We'll see. Maybe that jokes. Maybe no. We'll see. We'll
maybe,
see about
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you lose your shift?
No, I didn't lose your shift.
All right.
No, I didn't. Enough. Yeah, no, I didn't lose my shift because I was kind of kicked out of the SeaWorld because I was trying to merge human DNA and whale DNA. Yeah.
All right, drop the mic. You need to, we're done.
Yeah, you need to get the kid, Felix. Then you will be on the same page. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Please join us April 23rd, 5 p.m. CET, which is tomorrow or today.
Yeah, or see you in our Slack.
And see you in our Slack channel. Please keep subscribing. We love you. Thank you very much for the support. See you soon. Thank you. Cheers.
Ciao. You know what? You said it with such a fucking straight face that I fucking believed it for a second.
Of course. No, but I couldn't handle it.